Here's how we sit down for dinner at our house. Number one, the kids are getting hungry, so I tell them to have a seat at the table as I am finishing up dinner. They can grab a book or magazine. I keep a stack of books right next to the table in the kitchen for this purpose. Number two, when dinner is ready, we trade whatever they are reading for a plate of food. I tell them everything that is on the plates. If I have cut up apples on their plates, I tell them that too, even if they know what it is. Number three, I bring extra milk, water, and food to the table before I sit down. I try to keep the number of times I have to get up to a minimum. I also will only refill a glass of milk or water, or whatever beverage the children are having, after they have eaten some of the food on their plates. The kids can't fool me if they are trying to fill up on milk. Number four, after we are all seated at the table, everyone can start eating. Number five, our kids need to sit at the table and speak at a decent level and with a decent tone of voice. Number six, they need to use their silverware for what it is intended to be used for, eating, not sword fights, drumsticks, or anything else they come up with. Number seven, the children need to not bang their plates or cups on the table. Number eight, they need to pass the napkins or anything when asked. Number nine, they need to ask for seconds using the word please. Number 10, when they have finished eating, they ask to be excused and then clear their dishes from the table. Number 11, if dessert is an option, they can help themselves to that. If any, and I mean any, of these rules are not followed, dinner is over for that child. I say, you are done. Please clear your plate. That child doesn't get any more food. He doesn't get dessert, and he doesn't get to continue sitting with the family during dinner. It's an opportunity to have a nice, warm meal served to them. I want them to respect that. My children have missed a lot of meals because of poor manners and behavior at the table. They are all still alive and all still making their marks on their growth charts.